Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting third. The second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bernie Nays. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Levson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dutch Levson. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The second baseman, Spencer Adams. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Leo Dixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elam Van Gilder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Elam Van Gilder. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gerber. Jamison moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jamison moves to third. Summa moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jamison scores. Summa moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Summa tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. O'Rourke moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Levson fields it, throws to third for one, and over to first, double play. Adams moves to second. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber can't make a play. That's a base hit. Nays moves to second. Dutch Levson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levson strikes out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into center field. Rice picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rice. Nays scores. Hoedap moves to third. Jameson moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Ernie Wingard now pitching. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a fly ball towards center. Rice catches it and throws to third to double up Jameson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Otis Miller now playing third base. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber can't make a play. That's a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fonseca moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into left field. Williams picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Fonseca scores. Burns goes all the way around to score. Sewell moves to third. It's 5-0. Indians. Ernie Nevers now pitching. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt is called out on strikes. One out. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Nays hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sewell tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 6-0, Indians. Johnny Hoedap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoedap is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hoedap hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a line drive into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Nevers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nevers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Lovson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lovson is 0 for 1 in the game. Lovson strikes out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Jameson takes first base on ball four. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Adams catches it and throws to first to double up Jameson. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fonseca. The throw from Dixon and he is safe. Fonseca steals second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burns strikes out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Fonseca trying to get to home. Williams throws the ball into Dixon who tags Fonseca, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into right field. Miller picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Miller. Sewell scores. Myatt moves to second. It's 7-0, Indians. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Nays hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Nays reaches second base with a double. Myatt scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Williams reaches second base with a double. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Dixon hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Lovsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lovsen is 0 for 2 in the game. Lovsen hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Summa bunts in front of the plate. Dixon fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to second. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Nevers, and towards Adams, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ernie Nevers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nevers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nevers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 2 in the game. Sisler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Nevers moves to third. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nevers scores. Sisler scores. It's 8-2, Indians. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns juggles the ball. That's an error on Burns. Miller moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Dixon. Miller throws it away. That's an error on Miller. Burns scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 9-2, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nevers can't make a play. That's a base hit. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Nays takes first base on ball 4. Myatt moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Sewell scores. Myatt moves to third. Nays moves to second. It's 10-2, Indians. Chet Falk now pitching. Dutch Lovsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lovsen is 0-for-3 in the game. Lovsen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Miller throws to home for 1, over to first for 2, and back to home to catch Nays, who tried to score from second. That's a triple play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0-for-2 in the game. Dixon hits a fly ball into center field. Nays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chet Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops it up and throws to first, with Falk covering, for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fonseca. The throw from Dixon and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Burns moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 2. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill now catching. Bernie Nays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nays is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Nays strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dutch Lovsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lovsen is 0-for-4 in the game. Lovsen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lovsen moves to second. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Summa hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Rice moves to third. 2 outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.